Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the significance of baptism as a symbol of entering into Jesus' death and resurrection, and how it represents being born anew by God's grace rather than our own efforts. Today's Bible passage is from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. What then shall we say? Shall we persist in sin that grace may abound? Of course not. How can we who died to sin yet live in it? Or are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life.
So you might be wondering, what does it mean to live in the newness of life? Well, it all starts with baptism. Through baptism, we enter into the victory, the death, and resurrection of Jesus. It's not just a symbolic act, but a powerful transformation that takes place within us. When we are baptized, we are not only buried with Christ in his death, but we also rise with him in the newness of life. You see, our old self, characterized by sin and selfishness, has been crucified with Christ. Our sins have been washed away, and we have been made new. And let me tell you, this newness of life isn't something we achieve on our own. It's not about trying harder to be good or earning our way into heaven. No, it is a gift from God, made possible through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's his grace that sets us free from the power of sin and gives us the opportunity to live in this newness of life. Now you might be thinking, does that mean we will never sin again? Well, the truth is we are still human and we will still struggle with sin. But here's the thing. Sin no longer has dominion over us. We have the power of the Holy Spirit living within us, guiding and empowering us to live according to God's will. Baptism, my friends, is a powerful symbol of this transformation. It's not just some ritual we go through once and forget about. No, it's an outward sign of an inward reality. Just as Jesus was buried and raised from the dead, so are we buried with him in baptism and raised to new life. It's a proclamation to the world that we have died to sin and now live for Christ. But let me tell you, baptism is not a one-time event. It's a continual reminder of our commitment to follow Jesus and live in this newness of life. Every day, we must choose to die to our old selves and live for Christ. It's about surrendering our will to his and allowing his Spirit to transform us from the inside out. So, my dear friends, let's not take our baptism lightly. It is a sacred and powerful act that marks our entrance into the family of God and our participation in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's live each day in the reality of our newness of life. And you know what? We have every reason to rejoice. We can rejoice in the victory of Jesus over death and sin, knowing that his victory is our victory. Our lives should be a living testimony to the transforming power of God's grace and the newness of life found in Jesus Christ. So embrace your baptism, embrace the newness of life that Christ has given you, walk in righteousness and holiness, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Let your life be a living testimony to God's amazing grace. And remember, in this newness of life, we are truly free.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift of newness of life through Christ. Help us to live each day in the power of your Spirit, continually surrendering to your will. May our lives be a reflection of your grace and love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, let us reflect on the profound truth of living in the newness of life through our baptism. It is a gift from God, a transformation of our very being, made possible by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. May we daily choose to die to our old selves and live for Christ. Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, let our lives be a living testimony to the incredible grace and freedom found in this newness of life. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing in these blessings. May your path be filled with light, love, and countless reasons to be thankful.